Ed Mullins, the longtime head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, resigned last night, hours after the FBI raided his Long Island home and the Manhattan offices of the SBA. WNYC and Gothamist reporter Jake Offenhartz joins us to discuss. Hey, Jake.
Hey, David.
What do we know about the investigation into Mullins right now?
Well, we should say right off the bat that as of right now, Ed Mullins is not being accused of anything. There are news reports that he's being investigated for mismanagement of funds. And the fact that the FBI visited his home in Port Washington, Long Island, does suggest he may be a target of this investigation. But at this point, we don't really know much more than that. We do know that the executive board of the SBA asked for his resignation last night, given the, quote, severity of the matter and the uncertainty of its outcomes. And he submitted that resignation.
Well, Mullins is a controversial figure in New York City politics. Where did he come from and what made him relevant?
He spent 3 decades as a cop before being elected as the president of the SBA in 2002. And at that time, the Sergeants Union was not particularly well known. Their membership was roughly 13,000 people, active and retired sergeants, much smaller than the Police Benevolent Association, which has about 23,000 members, and many of the other municipal unions that we may hear about less than the SBA. The fact that we hear so much about them is really just because of Mullins and who he is as a person. He's been one of the loudest voices against police reform in New York City, and he's built his reputation on saying incendiary and often hateful things. He blamed Eric Garner for his own death. He decried the, quote, shameful settlement that the Central Park Five received, and he regularly engages in personal and ad hominem attacks on his perceived enemies. He was also a really steadfast opponent of last summer's protests. At one point, he called on President Trump to send in the National Guard, and he even posted the arrest record of Mayor de Blasio's daughter, referring to her as a rioting anarchist. That document contained personal info, including her address, and he's under investigation by the police department for that right now.
Yeah, so he's clearly someone who can make a lot of headlines, but is that the same as being powerful?
I think that's a harder question. In general, police unions have been this really potent force in New York City. And some people have argued that Mullins, just by virtue of being brash and shameless, has kind of pulled the unions further right than they might be otherwise. Overall, this group of 5 NYPD unions have been one of the chief obstacles to criminal justice reform in New York. We saw them kind of have a success in getting bail reform rolled back. They've put up a fight from everything to chokehold legislation to rules that would prevent the NYPD from hogtying suspects. And in a lot of those efforts, Mullins has really been the tip of the spear. Another thing about him is that he's just incredibly easy to reach. If you're a reporter or something happens that may be controversial, you call him up, he says something outrageous, and then you print that or put it on the evening news. He's sort of, I think, mastered this art of accruing power or appearing powerful just by virtue of being ubiquitous.
Well, this is all coming at the end of Mayor de Blasio's tenure. Can you talk about their relationship and how it changed over time?
Yeah, it was never good, to be clear. De Blasio took office in the middle of a contract negotiation, and there was this really tense rhetoric coming from Mullins. He was, and really still is, constantly warning about New York City's descent into chaos, especially under a progressive leadership. At one point early on, he sent a letter to the Democratic National Convention telling them that they shouldn't hold their convention in Brooklyn because it was infested with crime. There was no statistics to back that up at the time. We have seen things escalate further than that in the last few years. After 2 cops were shot in the Bronx last year, Mullins tweeted that the NYPD was, quote, declaring war on de Blasio. After the raid on Tuesday, Bill Neidhart, the outgoing press secretary for de Blasio, called Mullins a horrible person who has horrible politics, and he added that Mullins was going to rot in hell.
Wow.
By contrast, the next likely mayor, Eric Adams, who is a former police officer, has had a much more positive relationship with the Sergeants Union. After his victory in the Democratic primary, Mullins told me that he was looking forward to working with him. It's unlikely they're going to work together now, but I think it'll be interesting to see how this police union mayoral relationship evolves over the next few years.
WNYC and Gothamist reporter Jake Offenhartz, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, David.